Welcome to Health Talk Radio Africa, the show that inspires you to improve your health, educates you on health and nutrition issues. We offer practical tips on daily living so you can have better health. I am your host, Dr. Mary Mugambi, a doctor in nutritional sciences, talking to you from the city in the sun, Nairobi, Kenya. How are you? Welcome back to Health Talk Radio Africa. It's been an interesting week. The newspapers and the radios have reported that rickets is back. That's all there is talk about rickets on the health section of our media this week. Rickets is back, guys, in the 21st century. Can you believe it? Rickets is back, and that's why we have this program today. In our program, we have four parts to this program. First, we are going to define the rickets and describe it. And then we are going to explore the reasons why rickets has returned. Yes, sad reality in the 21st century. Then we are going to see how we can recognize rickets before you actually see the bow legs that we all know of. And to finish off, we're going to look at the practical solutions to prevent and to treat rickets in our society. So let's begin. What is rickets? Where do you find it? Well, the textbooks define rickets in the same words. It is impaired mineralization of growing bones. In other words, minerals such as calcium and phosphorus do not get into the growing bones, and this causes them to soften up. And as a result, growth slows down. The growth is retarded. The bones that are usually affected are the ones that bear the body's weight, such as the legs and the arms. Another definition is that rickets is caused by lack of vitamin D, calcium, and phosphorus. That's the definition. Now, why is rickets back in our society? A sad reality, but historically, rickets affected poor children in industrialized cities due to a lack of exposure to sunlight. In those countries, used to have lots of pollution, and it would block out the sun, so there was poor exposure to sunlight. And the emphasis here, folks, it's the lack of exposure to sunlight. That's what's happening to us in Africa. Can you believe it? Our children are not getting enough sunlight. And it's not because of the smog or pollution, but because of a problem that we have made ourselves, our greed. Children are not getting enough sunlight because of one simple reason. Our buildings are so close to each other in certain neighborhoods that two things happen. One, sunlight does not enter the building. If they're so close together, the rooms inside those buildings are so dark that you cannot tell the part of the day you're in, whether it is daytime or nighttime, because it's so dark inside those buildings. You have your lights on throughout the day. Another reason is that developers have built this building so close, no open spaces have been left for children to play outside and get any sunlight. Even in our once uppity neighborhoods where there was leafy trees and open spaces, the buildings, apartment buildings have come up. of his tall skyscrapers have come up. Imagine. And we are at the in the equator, guys. Africa is cut in half by the equator. We have sunshine throughout. I am broadcasting from Kenya, and we have 12 hours of sunlight or daylight in 24 hours. We can't get better than that. Yet we have rickets skyrocketing. Why is this also so bad? In these sections that I'm talking about, where the buildings have been built so close, can you believe it? Once you exit the building, you're right in traffic on the road. You are on open road on traffic. So which parent is going to tell their child, go out and play? And where do they have to play? On the road? Would you send your child to play outside on the road? Heck no. So we have two scenarios that is happening in our society. Let's take the mother who's got a brand new infant straight from the hospital. And of course, you cover this child with blankets and you take them into this building and you stay indoors. You want to protect the little infant. You don't want to expose them, one, to pollution, to the dust. And because the building is so dark, your infant will, or this infant will not get any sunlight at all. Well, the mom also wants to protect the child from getting sick, so they stay indoors. Another scenario, the older child stays in the dark building. As I said, no sunlight enters the building. The toddler is protected. Can you imagine sending a toddler outside to play in the traffic? You're going to protect them as a parent. Where will they play? Indoors, out in the dark, inside the building. No sun. We are sitting in the sun, but our children are not getting any sunlight. Another reason why rickets is growing or increasing in our society is diet. Can you believe it? Diet is contributing to an increase in rickets. Sadly, in the last 15 years, we have weaning foods that mothers are giving to their children that is contributing to the rickets. And as we have scientists have researched, and they've noticed there is a culprit, porridge, that is being sold in the informal sector. Not in the supermarkets, but out in the open air markets, the shops in the corners, the kiosks, and the, what you say, mom and pop shops, where you mill and you grind lots of grains together. When you enter these places, or when you go to these merchants, a mom will say, give me porridge for a 1 year old, a 2 year old, or any age of their child. The question is, what is in these porridges? What is the one that is causing the worst problem? In general, the maize or the porridge has got a base for maize, corn, maize meal. And the merchants have added several grains all at once. So in this porridge mixture, you have millet, sorghum, you even have rice, green grain, grams, even dried beans, all ground up together. I guess they think that if something is good for you, more of it is better. Nothing could be further from the truth. When you combine lots of grains together and you put maize in it, you have a very dangerous mixture. And And you're wondering why? Well, there is a special scientific name in this mixture, and it's called phytates. P-H-Y-T-A-T-E-S, phytates. The phytates in this porridge mixture, once the porridge is in the stomach, the phytates will bind the calcium in the intestine, and it will go undigested and go out in the feces. The child or the infant will never absorb the calcium. And over time, the child develops rickets due to a lack of calcium. So the child could be exposed to the sun, but you're given a very dangerous porridge that binds calcium and the child gets rickets. So the merchants will promote this porridge as saying it is very rich and has everything the child needs. Now think about it. When was the last time you boiled dried beans or dried green grams? It takes many, many hours to cook dried beans. But when you ask these moms, how long do you cook this porridge for? Some will say, oh, 20 minutes. Others, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. So there is a distinct possibility that in addition to eating a porridge that is high in phytates, these infants are eating raw ingredients. That is the sad reality, folks, that we are living in. Now, folks out there, how do you recognize rickets before you get the bow legs? Well, if you have an infant, a child, or even an adult, a doctor will help diagnose with the help of an X-ray. They will take an X-ray of the wrist or of the ankles. What's the science behind it? Well, the part where the bone is growing, the growth plate, will be enlarged. And if you look closely, the child will have enlarged wrists and enlarged ankles. Why do they have enlarged wrists and enlarged ankles? There's less calcium and less phosphorus getting into those places, into the wrist, into the growing plate. And so you have slowed growth. Another way to look and recognize if your child has got the early stages of rickets is look at the ribs. You will see beaded ribs. A series of beads develop where the bones attach to the cartilage, the soft part of the ribs. And you'll find this at the chest and on the sides of the ribs. Just think of having your necklace beads on the side of the ribs. That's what it looks like. Now, as the child grows and gains weight, these long bones that we talked about will have softened, and as the child begins to stand, they will bend. They will not be able to support the body weight of the child. And the result is what you usually see in pictures everywhere, the bow legs. Other times, you will see knock knees. Another rare way that rickets will show itself is a very unusually enlarged forehead. Very large. And it's got a special name. It's called frontal bossing of the skull. And all these bone problems will show up together with muscle weakness and bone pain. Your child will be cranky, crying for no apparent reason. And it's because they are in pain. For adults out there who are also living in this horribly dark buildings, the bones will become less dense and they will experience a lot more fractures, breaking of the thigh bone, the femur, or the arms, the wrists, and even the hips. And the man or a woman will say, I don't understand. I was just standing there, started to walk, and fell. That's how you recognize rickets. Now, folks out there, you're wondering, what is the connection between vitamin D and bones anyway? It's actually very simple. Vitamin D influences the absorption of calcium in the intestines. So suppose you drink milk and you're out in the sun. The vitamin D that you've absorbed from the sun will help the calcium be absorbed and go into the bones, and it will make strong bones and teeth. So without vitamin D, calcium does not get absorbed at all. At all, at all, at all. That's the connection. We need vitamin D for calcium to enter our bones and make them strong. We need vitamin D for calcium to absorb, for children to grow good teeth. That's the connection. Well, this program is all about solutions. We like to present a problem, but we also like to give you practical solutions. And what are the practical solutions to treating or even preventing rickets? It's actually very simple. Well, the doctor will have diagnosed the rickets with an x-ray, and best, they will treat the rickets. Usually, they will be recommended to go out and get lots of sun. Yes, parents out there, you can prevent rickets by exposing your children to sunlight. I know, it's very difficult sometimes, but really, all you really need is to expose the arms, the hands, and the face to 30 minutes of sunlight, at least 3 to 4 times a week. Even better if you can do it every day. Yes, if you have an infant, moms with small infants and small toddlers, please, please get out of this horribly dark buildings that are so close together. Walk safely to a place where you can get some sun. Sunlight is free. Take that infant out of the building and find a spot where there is sun. Remember, all you need is just 30 minutes. That's all. Africa is broken in half or cut in half by the equator. And we all know that sunlight can be very harsh, especially during the midday hours. So early morning, not early, very early, but mid-morning and mid-afternoon, when the sun is not very harsh, take the child out. And just 30 minutes, that's all you need, 4 times a week. That's all. Now, if you have a child who is school age or attending school, they are a little bit better off. At the school, tell your child, to go out and play for those 15 minutes during the break, 10 o'clock break time, and for the 1 hour lunch, and also when walking home towards the evening. Have them play out, expose their arms and hands and face out in the sun. Let them have fun. Yes, as they are having fun, they're soaking up the vitamin D. Yes, that is the first thing that the doctor will tell you. Second thing, let's look at the diet now. We talked about that horrible porridge that is available in the informal sector. Now, I'm going to tell you the solution. The solution is when you go to this merchant, this open air market, or those shops that sell this porridge with lots of grains together with maize meal, ask for one thing. Ask the merchant to give you only maize meal that has got only one grain mixed in with. That is, ask the merchant to have 3 cups of maize, ground maize, and add only 1 cup of either millet or 1 cup of sorghum. That's the mixture. 3 cups of maize meal and 1 cup of millet or sorghum, not both. This way, you will have a porridge that is low in phytates, the ones that bind the calcium. You will have a low mixture of porridge with low phytates in it. That way, the child can absorb the calcium. There will be enough calcium for the child to get strong bones and teeth. One thing I've not yet talked about is the infants who are breastfeeding. If your child is less than 6 months, moms, please exclusively breastfeed the infant while or as you take him outside in the sun at least 3 to 4 times a week. Yes, just expose his little face, his little hands to the sun. Not the harsh midday sun, just the one in the mid-morning and in the mid-afternoon. Moms, that's what you need to do. Let's continue on diet. After all, this is a diet problem. Now, where can you find vitamin D in our food? Vitamin D is naturally found in animal products. Yes, animal products. The highest being the fish liver oils. Oh, don't you remember those horrible oils that we used to be given as children, such as cod liver oil? Yes, they tasted horrible. I remember it, you remember it. But cod liver oil has got one of the highest sources of vitamin D. It's not pleasant tasting, but thankfully, due to science, and now in our 21st century, we have pleasant tasting forms of cod liver oil in our African society. You can go to any supermarket, any chemist, or any shop that sells cod liver oil, and you can ask for the orange tasting or pleasant tasting cod liver oil. If that is not an option for you, go to the open air fish market or any fish market you can come across and ask for oily fish. We have different socioeconomic strata in our society. And the most reasonable priced fish in our society is catfish. It's oily fish and it has good sources or good amount of vitamin D. Other forms of oily fish you can find in supermarkets, butcheries, fishmongers. If you want to spend a little extra money, you have your salmon, herring, or any actually oily fish you can get over there. But the best rule of thumb is oily fish. Other sources of vitamin D that you can give your child and yourself are liver, egg yolks, and as I said, fish liver oils. Now, thankfully to science, we have packaged foods, and these foods are added vitamin D. There's a special name for it. It's called fortified foods. And so as you go shopping, you'll look for packaged milk, margarine, breakfast cereals or ready-to-eat breakfast cereal, even yogurt, butter. And if you look at the package, it should say fortified with several vitamins, and one of them is vitamin D. That's what you should look like, should look for. Folks out there, if the package does not say fortified with vitamins, including vitamin D, it's better just to put the food product down and go for a brand that has vitamin D listed on it. And the brands are many. Let's talk about milk. It's a problem in our society, and especially in these neighborhoods where the buildings are built so close to each other. We have the phenomenon of milk vendors on every corner selling milk. There is no telling where that milk has come from, whether it is pasteurized, and I can tell you folks that many times it has unknown additives, unknown things added to it. And those additives are usually harmful to the human body, to you, and to the child. Now, sadly, because this program is on rickets, those milk or that milk does not is not fortified with vitamin D. I'm going to ask you very, very firmly, please to avoid this milk from the vendors as much as possible. Yes, I understand there are cost implications because this milk from the street vendors is slightly cheaper than the packaged, pasteurized, vitamin D fortified milk you will find in shopping market, shopping, supermarkets, or in shops. I'm going to please ask you if your child has rickets, and if you have a child, and even for yourself, please, please go the safe route and just get the milk that is packaged, pasteurized, and says fortified with vitamins and including vitamin D. That is about milk. There's two more ways we can tackle or we can treat rickets. And this one, you're going to need the help of your doctor. Supplements. Yes, supplements. We are all guilty of walking into a chemist and grabbing a bottle of vitamins. However, I would highly recommend that you talk to your doctor first. Rickets, if rickets is caused by lack of vitamin D from the sunlight, a supplement of vitamin D, vitamins or tablets will be very effective in treating the rickets. Yes, it will be very effective. Other times, especially for adults with rickets, you can get vitamin D together in a tablet that has got calcium and phosphorus. Again, I will repeat, only your doctor should guide you on this. Don't self-medicate. Now, to prevent adult rickets, please, men, women out there, go out in the sun and get up to 15 minutes. That's all, a minimum of 15 minutes of sun. Expose your hand, your face, your legs to the sun, 15 minutes, three times a week. Now, I really, really have to caution you, moms, dads, parents out there. Please, taking supplements can have negative effects. And that is toxic levels. You can build up toxic levels. And you can build up toxic levels of vitamin D in your bloodstream, in your body. And that is why I'm emphasizing, if you're going to take supplements, you must do it with the guidance of your doctor. Taking supplements is safe only with the guidance of your doctor and will cure the rickets. Last but not least, yes, this is practical solution, and you have it within your power to press the leaders, to talk to our leaders, our members of parliament, our legislators, our senators, to pressure developers not to build buildings so close to each other that we rob our children of sunlight. We need policies to guide us against building very close to each other. We must have those policies. So, talk in public forums, use the radio, use the newspapers, use your social media to request for public parks in every neighborhood. Yes, I'm old enough when I remember when those parks were there, when we could go to our neighborhood park and lie in the sun and play hide and seek. Those days are long gone. Those days are long gone, but we need those parks back. Your children need those public parks back. We need open spaces for our children to get enough sun. The health of our children is at stake. The health of the nation is at stake. We need to get enough sun. Sunlight is free. Yes, I know it's easier said than done, but it can be done. Folks, that's all I have for you today. Rickets is back, but we can tackle it. With your help, we can tackle it. Hope you tune in to our next program. Thank you and bye-bye. At Health Talk Radio Africa. I hope you have enjoyed today's program and will join us for the next episode. If you have any questions or comments, contact me directly via email, which is healthtalkradioafrica@gmail.com. Remember, at Health Talk Radio Africa, we discuss health and nutrition issues that affect Africa. We offer practical solutions from the experts. Please subscribe to the program and share with friends. This way the program can be more visible and help as many people as possible. I am your host, Dr. Mary Mugambi, wishing you a fantastic time.